Hello, Roger Watson here. I'm the module leader and I want to tell you something about the module assessment. All the details that you need are under section 5 of the module handbook. Before we deal with the substance of the assessment, please make sure that you note the submission date. That's the date by which all of the assessment needs to be submitted and with me and available for marking. There's also a link there which you can click on, and this will give you instructions on how to submit your work online. Now, the assessment is in two parts. The first part is a portfolio, and the second part is an assignment. Each of these is worth 50% of the overall mark. The first part of the assessment is in the form of a portfolio, and we give a guide there of roughly a 2,000-word portfolio. That doesn't sound like very much, but we don't want to overburden you with work here. The portfolio will be done in the form of a weblog or blog. It'll be done online. You'll create a blog using public domain facilities, and under session 1 there's a link to a YouTube presentation that I've done showing you how to set up your blog. Now, your blog will be in the public domain. We've also given you instructions on how to protect yourself online and also how not to get into trouble online, but really it's all just common sense. We don't want to overburden you with this part of the assessment, but I do want to see a weekly entry of a few hundred words reflecting on your learning, perhaps asking questions that you want to answer in future. But mainly what I want you to do is make links and use the facilities in the blogging facility to put up links to other material on the web, pictures, YouTubes, podcasts, make your own podcasts or YouTubes if you want to. You don't have to. But what I'm looking here for is imaginative use of the blogging facilities to reflect your learning and your learning needs, and to help your colleagues to whom you should give access to the blog. I'll have access to it. I'll be watching regularly to see what's going on the blogs. I don't want to give you very strict guidance on how to complete the blog. What I want you to do, as I've said before, is to use your imagination. But now and again, I will be checking in and I will perhaps be making suggestions for things that you might want to put in, either individually or collectively as a group. So as I say, I want this to be a learning experience and a sharing experience. You should feel free to look at other people's blogs and to let other people look at yours. However, I'm sure you understand you mustn't just copy one another. You must use your own imagination and your own resources. So please approach the blog as obviously a serious part of the assessment, but also as fun. You might find it difficult for a start, especially with it being online, but really it's unlikely to be read by anyone other than the people to whom you give the link. But you will find it unfamiliar for a start if you've not used blogging before, but you'll very, very soon get the hang of it, I'm sure. Now, the second part of the assessment is in the form of a 3,000-word essay. The subject of the essay is fixed, and this year it will be survey research. The details of the essay are given under Section 5 of the module assessment in the module handbook. What I want you to do is to look at survey designs, survey research generally, with a critical eye, and in particular to look at four areas. First of all, explain what a cross-sectional survey is. Then secondly, outline the different longitudinal survey designs and the strengths and limitations of each. Thirdly, how can data be collected in surveys and what are the advantages and disadvantages of these methods? And finally, what kind of statistical analysis can be applied to data from cross-sectional surveys? Most of the material will already have been covered in the early sessions of the module, so you can start writing the essay any time. If you're able to reflect accurately the contents of the early sessions on surveys, then you'll probably pass without any problem. But if you want to get a higher mark, then I want to see evidence of independent thinking, independent investigation. There are plenty of textbooks available on nursing research and social research methods, various handbooks available, and lots of material online. If you can tell me something that I don't know about surveys, then I'll be very impressed. I'm not going to tell you how much of each of the areas to cover and how much detail. That's really up to you. The assignment needs to be submitted online by the deadline date. If you need any further advice about the essay, then you're more than welcome to ask me. What I'll do if you do ask me for advice and I give it, I will share it with the whole group to make sure that nobody is particularly advantaged or disadvantaged. Thanks very much, and I hope you enjoy the assessment of this module.